Well, Randy Houser joins us this morning. Randy's going to be at Missouri State Fair Saturday, August 10th, along with Gary Allen. Hi, Randy. How are you, man?
I'm good, Kevin. How you doing, buddy?
Doing all right. You know, Randy, you've been in a lot of different situations, festivals and state fair, obviously. Is there a difference between festivals or, say, state fair venues compared to other concert situations?
You know what? I mean, it just depends. I mean, as long as the people are there and ready to throw down and have a good time, it doesn't really matter. I mean, one of the things, I guess, you know, a lot of the festivals, we have those VIP seating right in the front, right in front of the stage. If you go to a lot of festivals, you'll see those white chairs in front of the stage, and those are, for us, those are like a kiss of death. Those are the most aggravating. Those are our pet peeve, or, you know, the most aggravating thing, because it's usually the people that really want to have fun are the ones out behind those white seats.
All right,
and those are the people we really want to play for, that not just the people that can afford those white seats that really don't come to party. They just want to make sure, you know, everybody sees them up there, you know.
Yeah, Erin's one of the ones in the front row likes to throw things at you, she was telling me.
That's not true. No, Randy, I would never do that.
If you're on the front row and you want to throw things, that means you're having a good time.
That's right.
Randy, the story goes that David Letterman heard a song from your first album in 2008, and he decided to have you on his show. Now, what was that like, getting a call from Letterman's people?
Well, it was pretty strange. I mean, it was because at the time I'd never even had a song in the top 40. Mm-hmm. You know, he didn't really buy into what's the big song or anything like that. If he just finds something he likes, he'll do that, you know, and that's what amazed me about the guy, is that he just really loves music, and, you know, it really freaked me out. I was like, what is going on here? I'd never done anything like that. And I was like, oh, we're going to do what? My record label kept it really quiet until they had it all done and confirmed, and they said, well, you have to fly to New York, such and such. I was like, why? And then they told me, and I was like, what?
Great.
There's
great.
No way. I really thought it was a joke from my team.
You thought you were being punked.
Yeah.
That's funny.
I was on Ashton to roll out of there, and it was crazy, though.
You might not know, but Randy is the co-writer of Honky Tonk Badonkadonk, Big Trace Atkins hit. Randy, tell us how that song came to be.
Well, it was just a song about big booty girls.
Something we can all appreciate, right?
Yeah, sir, we can all appreciate that. It was, you know, just one of those random nights out, me and my buddies, and watching a bunch of girls dance, and just had a stupid idea for a song that turned out to be a big old hit. And we had a great time with it. It was fun.
You also wrote one called Back That Thing Up for Justin Moore. I'm detecting a theme here. You know, are all your songs about?
Pretty much, yeah. No, you know, after we wrote Honky Tonk Badonkadonk, a lot of songwriters were trying to, you know, that was a big, huge song. So there was a lot of songwriters that were bringing song ideas to us.
Yeah.
To write with them that were themed that way, and that's the only two I've written like that. I might have to write another one soon. It's been too much time between booty songs.
Well, you know, you do need one more so you can have the booty trilogy.
The booty trifecta.
Yeah.
Yes, exactly.
Oh, God.
Randy, you got married a couple of years ago, and you have a son now. How does that affect your attitude about being on the road so much?
You know, it's a lot harder to leave now, you know what I mean? But, you know, I have to view it like anybody else that has a job traveling. It is how I make my living, you know, and how I pay the bills around the house. But I'm very grateful for what I get to do. And I've been working a long, long time to get to play music for a living and play for people and things like that. So the way I would say it is just that I get to leave one of my favorite things, which is my family, for my other favorite thing, which is my music family, you know. So it is tough, but I manage.
Yeah.
And you're managing quite well. I mean, the How Country Feels album is doing terrific right now. And Randy, we're looking forward to seeing you at Missouri State Fair, man, August 10th. You know, it's going to be a great time. And I know all the reports are that you've really put on a terrific show.
Well, we'll try not to suck.
We try not to suck. That's their goal.
Keep reaching for them stars.
Yeah.
Randy Houser, we really appreciate you being with us this morning, man, and we wish you the very, very best of everything, my friend.
Well, thank y'all so much. so much, man. It was great talking to y'all, and I'll see you on the 10th of August.
Hillian Hart on 94.3 Cat Country and online at 943cat.com.